Hello, we have cards for July 12th and 13th, 2022, and they are the Devil reversed, the Queen of Wands reversed, and the Ace of Swords reversed. Obsessed. The Devil in the reverse is usually a welcome sight. Addictions, bondage, codependency, and even what is known as black magic are all the domain of the Dark Lord. I heard the phrase, the greatest lies are the ones we tell ourselves, so of course Googled it, and it's close to a quote by American writer Richard Bach, friend of Jonathan Livingston the Seagull, who says, the worst lies are the ones we tell ourselves. Insecurity is also the work of the devil, and whoever he or she or it was in the past position, which is where we find the horned one today, our only major arcana at number 15. He's stinking up the whole read. How, in the past position, does he have the power to do that? Reverse the card, as it is today, and he doesn't. The devil is a Capricorn, and in the reverse is a toxic person or situation or substance or all three that needs to be released. The Queen of Wands or Fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, is a very sunny card. The Morgan Greer card is bright yellow, yellow sky. The beautiful queen's garments are in lemon, mustard, and gold hues, and in place of a scepter, she carries a sunflower on a long green stem. All of the queens have an element of water, and the Queen of Wands water is Piscean. The Queen of Light belongs to an exclusive club of ascended mothers, which I just discovered this morning and look forward to knowing more about. Of course, the Lord of Darkness, pictured in his dungeon, indulging his dark side, in this read, is the anti-light. Not good enough. Were she in the upright, she'd be the natural center of attention, the Queen of Wands, for the right reasons. In the reverse, her light is dim, which is the devil's doing. The reversed Queen of Wands cares too much about what other people think. Vanity is also of the devil, and along with that reverse sword or knife in the upcoming position, that plastic surgery she may be contemplating may not be an improvement, if not botched altogether. The reversed Queen of Wands is notoriously self-obsessed. Back to the black magic. It's out there. People do it. The Queen of Wands is traditionally shown with a little black cat at her feet. She's the witch of the deck, and in the reverse, not in a good way. This could be someone obsessed with you to the point of actively working to bring you down, to extinguish your light. I can't give a whole lot of time and energy to anyone who matches this description. The Ace of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is a mighty and powerful card. The suit of air clears the air, famously cutting through the BS. I'd use that sword to cut myself free of whatever this dark devil energy is, or person. I'd use that sword to sever ties with anyone who wants to keep this potentially glorious queen from reaching her full potential. I'd cut out all toxins in all forms, including people. The reversed Sword of Truth is a big lie, which brings us back to the lies we tell ourselves. Not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, not true.